Now, many people here today knew Michael from the days when he was in the nursery. Jordan, we've only just recently met, but we are as delighted to have him here among us and ready to confess his faith in Christ. So, Jordan, please come and share with us.
Hello. To those of you that don't know me, my name is Jordan Lynch, and I was born here in Windsor, Ontario, into the lives of two young parents, and who were surrounded by a very big, loving family. My biological mother left my father and I when I was about 2 years old. So we went to go live with my very loving grandparents and my three aunts, who became like older sisters to me. My biological mother would eventually marry, and she gave birth to my brother, Forrest, who I didn't even know about or meet until he was 5 years old. When I was five, my father married a very loving, kind, amazing woman who would end up becoming one of the best people in my life. She was able to accept me in as her own, and she blessed me with my sister Jessica and my brother Joshua. My childhood was pretty awesome. I had everything. I had every single toy I ever needed. I had two siblings to torment and play with. And we didn't really have a lot of money growing up, and even though I'm sure it was difficult for my parents, my siblings and I really knew nothing but happiness, and there was so much love, and we were taught to enjoy what we had and to cherish the things that our parents were able to do for us. We were not a religious family by any means. We did not know much about the Lord and only really attended church if perhaps there was a funeral or a wedding, sometimes Easter, once in a while on Christmas. Most of my father's side of the family is Catholic, and church wasn't really a priority of theirs either. As I started into my teenage years, as many people often do, I started to wander into a bit of a darker path. And I began to look up to friends who weren't the greatest influence on my life. I began to try and fit in rather than be my own person and do what I felt was right. The idea of being accepted by older friends gave me a false security and a false happiness. And even though I had many gifts and talents in my life, such as athleticism, had a good personality, was a fun person, very outgoing, I still chose to look up to that bad crowd and not only did I experiment with drugs, alcohol, but I was very disrespectful to my parents and my family. I began to fade away from my siblings. I wasn't that older, loving brother anymore. I felt like they were always bugging me or they were in my way, and I cared more about hanging out with so-called friends and getting into trouble than I did about my education or my family. Volleyball for me was one of the things I believe that kind of kept me from fading too far into the darkness. My father was my coach, so I got to constantly spend time with him, kept him present in my life. And it also surrounded me with a lot of very good people in that sport. And it somehow kind of balanced out my social behavior, hanging out with the wrong crowd, but being surrounded by some very good influences as well. Even though my dad was very strict and he didn't always know how to handle situations properly, I know that it was out of his love and his want for me to succeed that he was hard on me. I ended up leaving my home when I was 17, and coincidentally around the same time that my biological mother chose to move back to Windsor. So I went to go live with her and try to begin a relationship with somebody I didn't even really know. That lasted about 6 months before I realized it just wasn't a good place for me, and she was not a good person and influence in my life. I am grateful, however, that God granted me that opportunity because I got to really bond and meet my other brother, who I didn't really know in my childhood. Despite being given so many wonderful things in my life, I continued into my 20s, down the path of a sinner and a non-believer. I traveled the country, I worked for different companies, learning as much as I could about my trade, so that one day I could start my own business. And even with good work ethic and believing that I was doing the right thing in my life, I still made very poor choices. I still didn't reach out to be a good son, a good brother. I was so focused on myself, and I would find false happiness in partying or going to bars with friends, being disrespectful to women, and intoxicating myself to the point where I'm losing control, filling my mind and body with alcohol, sin, instead of filling it up with the Holy Spirit. After moving back to Windsor in 2011, learning all I had been taught in my travels, I still couldn't really get things to go the way I wanted. I felt as if there was some sort of thundercloud over my head constantly, and it was affecting every single decision I would make. I often blamed it on bad luck, or I took a very logical approach to explain things, and I was a very anti-religious person. I believed that church and God were for the weak-minded people who needed guidance, or for the really bad people who used religion as their way of accepting themselves back into society. I believed that churches were full of dishonest people, and that their intentions were to make money like any other business. But it wasn't until my late 20s that I had truly felt for the first time that I had lost everything worth living for. I went through a time that I was at my weakest and my lowest that I had ever been. I went through rejection. I felt shame. I was lied to. I was cheated on. And I felt a really deep loss from losing my grandfather who passed away. And words just can't describe how lost I truly was. I was in such a depression and in such a darkness that I felt I couldn't go on. And I was ready to take my own life and end everything. And at that moment of pure darkness, as I sat there, for the first time, I just let myself be vulnerable. And my heart was open, my ears were open, and I was ready to listen. And I was given a sudden feeling of love and presence of light. And in my mind, I felt that I had a purpose. I couldn't explain to you at the time. I didn't know what that purpose was. And after a while of antisocial behavior and distance from my family and loved ones, there was one night in particular that I felt really compelled to get out of my house. And it was on that night, while watching my brother Joshua's volleyball game, that God put Brianna in my life. He blessed me with the opportunity to cross paths with her, gave me the opportunity to learn about God and His Word from her. And He planted that seed that has today grown into the woman that I will marry and spend the rest of my life with and forever love and cherish. I believe that God has performed an amazing act of grace in my life looking back. It's my personal conviction to tell other people about my experience. Through everything, I can look back and I can see God's amazing hand of grace applied to me just at the right moment in my life. He sustained me for His purpose, and He taught me in a way that I would understand. It was only when I met Jesus that I felt truly loved and I felt fulfilled, and as if that thundercloud I was talking about was just lifted right off of my head. He's taught me how to become a loving brother, a loving uncle to my two soon-to-be three nieces, Lily, Blythe, and Heidi, a loving son, and a loving fiancé for Brianna, who I would lay my life down for. All by His example, and with Him centered in every single one of those relationships. And I still sin, because I'm human, and I know that by trusting Jesus and His abundance of love for us perfects us and washes away our every sin. Every trial that he makes us go through is to teach us to be a better person and to glorify his name. And God will never give us more than we can handle. And when you start to see the miracles he does in your life, and everything becomes so much more clear. Put your trust in him, love him, and he will do great things. Let Christ our Savior be the center of your life. Amen.